as we enter into a time of scripture reading. Today's scripture passage is from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Bear with me as I read out loud for all of you. Listen attentively. Verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Mm. In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense that you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated. Let's put our hands together as we welcome Pastor Paul.
Thank you. Thank you. Always I'm touched by my heart, so through this worship team, I want to invite this worship team into the Japan. Say, Aira. So really, I touched when I sing together with the team members. Everybody, so, konnichiwa. So I'm a Japanese missionary, so speak in Japanese sometimes. Please understand. お願いしますね. お元気ですか? ありがとう. Puseita, ありがとう. So, お元気ですか? How are you doing? Yes? Yeah, 元気ですか? So, yes, I have missed you all, and I appreciate your prayers. Thank you to my family in Christ. So, and also, I regard it's a great honor to have been appointed by this church to serve as a missionary in Japan. And also, I'm so privileged, so honored to be here to sharing the gospel with you this morning. Yes, time is flying. So last year, November 10, the Agape Church is sending my wife and I to the Japan as a missionary. So by the grace of God, my ministry is expanding and more and more. So praise the Lord. As you know, I came to Japan and to start my ministry with three main points. Number one is collaboration. I have built a good relationship and collaboration with the local churches and pastors for past 9 months. They are ready to welcome your Agape team, mission team members in November 2025. So number two, I will focus on this the culture exchange program. So I was upset because I was not able to join the youth team last year. But however, it's said that the many churches and pastors and believers in Kagoshima, it was greatly encouraged by activity of the Agape youth team. So many people now changed the mindset. But before that, later I will explain about what did you do in the Aira, the activity, the Kagoshima activity. But really, many pastors and believers changed their mindset through the Your Mission team members. Because one of the pastors speak to me, hey, Pastor Bob, my goal is just five people, maximum five people come to our event. Is this successful? Because you know that in Japan, even the nice, it's a wonderful, the event, have the event in that area, but Japanese people don't want to come to the event. So in front of the face-to-face, okay, don't worry. I will, Pastor Park, I will go on that day. But on the day, I couldn't find him. This is a Japan culture, meiwaku. Don't want to disturb you. So one of the pastors said, my goal is only five people. If come to event five people, what is this success? You're good. But praise the Lord, more than 23 people came, joined the youth event. This is amazing numbers. Hallelujah. So number three, I want to focus on church planting. So praise the Lord, next month after Singapore trip, end of this month, I will sign up my contract. So first of the October 2025, I want to start a new church ministry in Ira. Do you know the church name will be? Oh, how you know? Okay. Agape Ira Christian Center, AACC. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. 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 So do you know after COVID-19, the decreased number, the church's number is a decreased. So more than 10,000 people, 1,000 churches is without pastors before COVID-19. After COVID-19, the number is increased and increased, which means in Japan, start a new church ministry is so hard. No one comes to church anymore. But by faith, because of your prayer, I will start a new church ministry in October in my area, Ira. So please continue to think about Japan. When you come to the Don Quixote, pray for Japan again. Also, you come to the Japanese restaurant, eat the noodle and udon. Yeah, please pray for, just 1 minute, pray for Japan. Revival Japan. Okay? So, one day, please come to Ira, Agape Ira Christian Center, Ira, my area, we share your agape love to the agape, the many peoples. Past half year, God given to me so many good opportunities to meet Japanese pastors and Japanese the congregations to help and support the Japanese pastors and churches alongside. So 2 months ago, I opened my mission house to my community members. So in my mission house, I had a coffee event. Like a coffee event, come to my house to drink coffee and make the good fellowship relationship. So also, my faith is too little, too small. So my focus is maybe five people, maybe one family or two family come to my house is successful. But God is good. Always God is good. Yeah, more than 26 people come to my house and we make a good relationship each other. Hallelujah. So many people now make a good relationship, good the friends already. So praise the Lord. So God given to me good opportunity to meet local people and pastors and believers, even the non-believer, grandmother, grandfather. So I take it out. This is a good opportunity to make a good chance, to share the gospel. So this is my wife. Okay, so yeah, we invite many neighbor the people to come to my house. So my wife has a skill for especially the children's ministry. So 13 of the children came to my house to make a good relationship, good fellowship with my wife. So we did also coffee event. So many people enjoy the coffee and drink coffee and eat also Korean food. My wife is Korean. So sometimes on Sunday I attend the other churches, preach and help the pastors. Below this portal is one of the church member, whole church member. So nice building, nice tatemono, nice building, but the church member is five people, six people, the grandmother, grandfather only. So the history is more than 35 years already, but the church member is now 6 to 8 people only. So when I visit his church, he very welcome. So in November, our agape team, I bring the agape team into the places, the core Hayato Church. So Pastor Nishino very welcomed agape members. So sometimes I wear the agape t-shirt. My wife also wear the agape t-shirt. Go around, just go around. Prayer work, supermarket, and the restaurant. And I believe many people saw my t-shirt agape. So one day I said the agape t-shirt. Ah, no wonder. So I believe that I want to share agape love, start slowly, slowly, slowly. Please support me. Please pray for me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So now many churches is small, but they don't give up. They continue to pray for own country. So I was so touched. The Nishino, Pastor Nishino, the pastoring for more than 40 years. But only the church members are 6 to 8 people, but he doesn't give up. So I'm very touched, I'm very respect, because he listened carefully God's voice. I don't want forgive. I don't want the forgive your country. I will continue to concern about your country, Japan. I will continue to take care of your country, the Japan. So he told me, Pastor Pa, I'm our own Japanese. How come I don't pray for on my country? So thank you so much. Come over to the Japan to pray together for my country, Japan. I'm really arigato gozaimasu. Arigato gozaimasu. So in November, so the team members will visit his church to do something children ministry. The church has once a month as a children ministry. But only come to only 2 or 3 people. But Pastor Nishino, he is 70, more than 75 years old. But every day, he bring the tracks, flyers, go out to distribute himself. Especially 7 a.m. in the morning, in front of the primary school, and stand up and then distribute the tracks to the children. So Pastor Nishino asked me, Pastor Pa, could you come join us on Friday distribute with me? But that time is early, very early, 7:30. Is it possible? 7:30, still sleep. Okay, why not? Yes, I will distribute with you. So 2 days ago, I met the senior pastor YC. Pastor, can we join the 7:30? So pastor say, okay lah. So, but I surely, Pastor YC is happy to join our team members as well. So, so really, really many Japanese pastors and believers waiting for the agape. So really, thank God. So please continue to remember and continue to pray for Japan. So, okay, so today, God is telling you and I, title is do likewise. Do likewise. So, what Jesus wants us to do likewise through today's short parable, short testimony. The Bible says, Luke chapter 10, 28, one day the teacher of God's law stand up, ask Jesus, teacher, what just I do so that I can have eternal life? The Jesus answered, yes, what God's word? Love God with all our heart, with all our strength. Say God, love other people as much as you love yourself. Jesus said, you have answered correctly. Do like this. Today, the title is go and do likewise. Number one, what Jesus wants us to do likewise. Number one, love another. Love likewise. Bible says, love God, love other people. Jesus said, go and do likewise. Are you ready to say amen? So, his love is unconditional love. Haven't received the unconditional love yet? Haven't received, is it? Haven't received? Have you received, right? Yes. Amen. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, brother, thank you so much. God bless you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. His lovers are unchangeable love, unshakable love. No matter your nationality and background or living environment, this applies to everyone. God loves Singapore.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. God loves Singapore. Amen, right? God loves Japan too.
Amen.
Yeah. Even though the Japanese caused great harm to our ancestors and many countries, but God still loves them. And Jesus say, call us to us, love them. Wait. Them as well. So one of the pastors says, after youth team last year, so talk to me, the pastor Bob, I'm very touched in my heart because I felt your team members pray very hard, preparation also very nicely, perfectly. It was good. So I thought my target is just 5 people, more including the believer, maybe 10 people. But God is good. More than 26 people joined the youth team event. So one non-Christian, Chinese non-Christian, came to church and came to church regularly every Sunday. It's one sheep. We lost one sheep. It's an amazing number in Japan. I came to Japan, yes, I came to Japan as a missionary because I want to share agape love with the Japanese people, as I have received countless love from God. Today, God gives us many good opportunities to share agape love with others. Yesterday and today and tomorrow maybe. Yesterday, I went to the Clarke. So I had a good relationship, the dinner fellowship with one of the other church members. So after that, we go around the Clarke. So I saw the one couple, the Japanese couple, because the woman wear the kimono. So I know she is Japanese. I came to the Japanese, the woman, so are you Japanese? Nihonjin desu ka? Are you Japanese? Yes, I'm come from Osaka. Oh, Osaka, I come from the Kagoshima. Oh, so I introduce about myself. So yeah, I'm a pastor, I'm a missionary in Kagoshima now. Oh, how come you are Korean? But how come you come to Japan to pray and then worship in that area? Yes, God speaks strongly. I would go and share the God's love with the Aira people. Oh, so impressed. Arigato gozaimasu, arigato gozaimasu. So God gives me only, no, gives you also a good chance to spread, to share agape love. Even yesterday, today, and tomorrow also, if chance to meet the other people, please share agape love. Praise the Lord, I met a few weeks ago, I attend Aira International Conference. So huge people came to conference. More than 100 people came to Aira International Conference. I want to share good news. I met one Japanese family, this family, who stayed in Singapore for 3 years. He was teaching in international Japanese school in Singapore, maybe nearby the Clementi. So he knows very well Singapore. So I introduced about me. So I'm a pastor, missionary. So I started new ministry, new church in October nearby Eon Town. So he very concerned about your ministry. So next month, I will invite his family to my mission house to share my testimony, share the gospel as well. So now one question: how should we love our neighbor? How should we love our neighbor? Bible says, as your own body, as your own body, just as you care for yourself. A question, everyone, very interesting. How many times a day do you blink your eyes? How many times? Haven't counted, is it? Yes. Yeah, come back and count. Count. So it's about 15 to 20 times a minute. If calculated on a day, maybe it's 16 hours. So 15 times blink, times 16 minutes, times 16 hours. How many times? Yes, correct. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. 15,000 times. You're right. What's your name? Thank you. Yeah, 15 times, around 15 times. Yeah, 15,000 times, so blink your eyes. Today, God is telling us to love one another as our own body. Now, changed my little bit my lifestyle. I like cold water. I like cold water. Kopiyoko songping. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. My wife was very kopiyoko. I like cold water, but I changed my life. In the morning, I drink the warm water because good for health. So I changed my lifestyle because I take care of myself. So afternoon, before I sleep, so I took the omega-3 too. It's omega-3. I alert up the energetic things because I take care of myself. So Jesus say, take care of on your body. Take care of you nearby. Jesus also speak this commandment as one of the greatest commandments. Mark chapter 12 says, the most important one is, answer Jesus, is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. Church, let's think about this short Bible verse. I read so many times, but why today, this time, God given to us this verse to you and I? I know. I read so many times, more than 1,000. But God given to you and I, most important one is to love God. Love other people like your own body. There is no commandment greater than this. 1 John chapter 4 says, someone says, I love God, I love God, I love Jesus, but he has another Christian, he is telling a lie. I have told you many times that many Japanese pastors, especially pastors, seek forgiveness for their nations. So we must forgive by grace of cross. Number one, what Jesus wants us to do? Number one, love each other. Love like this. Number two, take care and help one another. Turning to the Bible, verse 30 says, the priest and Rabbi, they saw a man who was lying there, but they walked past on the other side. They knew the word of God. Isn't it? They also serve God, but they didn't care about the man crying on the ground. Verse 33, one of the Samaritans went to him, bandaged his wound, and poured oil and wine, and he put on the donkey to go in.
good Samaritan take care of him.
Philippians chapter 2 says, do not think only about the things that you want to do for yourself. Each of you should think about also about how you can help other people. Hebrews chapter 10 says also, we should think about how we can help one another. We should think how we can help one another. Hey, church, listen. So this is a short parable, but so many things that come out in the parable, right? So Samaritan, robbers, Jerusalem, Jericho, oil, wine, two denarii, is man. So many things that come out, the short parable. Why? What is the meaning of the man? The man, Bible says, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. What is the meaning of the man who is attacked by the robot represents you and I. You and I are all people on the earth. Then what is the meaning of the Jericho and Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the city of peace. The man from come down from the Jerusalem to Jericho, which means he, you and I, stay with Jesus Christ. He always given to us peace and joy. Amen. So what is the meaning of the Jericho? The represent is a sinful place and dark place. The man come down from Jerusalem to the Jericho, from the peace place to down to the dark place. That's why. If every believer stay in the Lord, our God, Jesus, dwell in the place of peace and joy. However, when we turn away from Jesus, Satan already prepared. Satan is ready to attack you and I any moment, anytime. Then church, what is the meaning of the Samaritan? Samaritan represents is Jesus Christ. The rebel is symbolized Satan. This teach us that while Satan continually attack us, you and I, however, Jesus is always there to protect us and take care of you and I. Who is the priest? Who is rabbi? The man. So, which means no one in the world can heal, can take care our pain, our problem. Only Jesus Christ can heal, help, take care of you and I. Yes, in the Bible says, Samaritan took the two oils, two denarii. What is the meaning of two denarii? It is a two great commandments. Love God and love your neighbor. Samaritan, take care of him with God's love. Jesus, take care of you and I with God's love. Always, when you go down to the difficulty, when you faced your problem, Jesus always there, and he wants to take care of you and I with unchangeable God's love. The Bible says, 35, the next day I will come down to you and I give you return back whatever you spend money. So what about the oil and the wine? What is the meaning? The present oil, they are present, represent healing and God's promises. He take care of with oil and wine. He take care of healing power and God's promises. And what does means in represent? It is church. Yes, Jesus wants all churches to take care for those who do not know about Jesus Christ.
The Samaritan take care of them, take care of him to the inn. Jesus wants to the people to bring into the church. I believe that Jesus will send many Japanese people into the Aira, the Agape Aira Christian Center. Now, many Aira people who left God's arms. Jesus wants us to send them to back to the church to be take care, to be care, and to be loved for. He brings many people who have been attacked by Satan to Christ. So I'm so excited that my new church ministry, of course, I need your strong prayer support. So I'm so excited because God wants to start this new ministry in Aira City. In Aira, the whole population is 80,000 people. But only the Protestant church, only one church only. I'm going to be second church. But first church is a rekishi, the history around 35 years, the history. But attending the church members regularly on Sunday service, 15 to 20 people. The average age is more than 60 people, 60 years old. But Aira City is a very unique place because, do you know, in Japan, so many places, Japanese cities now decrease the population. But only Aira City now increase the population. Come and see la. Everybody see the light. Really? Yes, it's true. I went to the city hall. I talked with the man, the manager. Is it Aira? How many the Aira population? So now the 80,000 people, but now getting more and more. Huh? How come? Because Aira City is nearby the Kagoshima big city. So many people live Aira City, the bad town. So leave the bad town and they walk in the Kagoshima. So Kagoshima City now decreased the population. But anyway, Aira City now increased the population, which means 30 to 40 ages and young families so increase the number. Which means one family, they has two children and three children, basically. So my wife and I now pray for another children ministry in weekday on Saturday. Sunday, we had opening every worship service, every Sunday worship service on the day. Yes, I believe that Jesus, our God, wanted many people into the Agape Aira Christian Center. So I have to prepare the people. I need your prayer. So finally, what Jesus wants us to do, finally, number three, is to practice and pray for them. Number one, to love each other. Number two, take care and help them. Number three, practice and pray. James chapter 1 says, do not only listen to it, do not make that mistake. Then church, what is the meaning? It's the practice. It is the obedience. I thank you, all of the Agape, especially Pastor YC's support, and pray hard for the revival Japan. So always I go, wherever I go, I explain about Agape, this church. Come la and see. Okay? So I really thank the Agape all members. So, thank you for coming to mission trip to Japan, Aira, this year, again and again. So your ministry is very help me. Everyone's presence and action is so helpful in the mission work in Japan. It was such a powerful helping for me. Yes, prayer.
Prayer is the most powerful ministry, the more than any other. So last month, 8th of August this year, there was a record heavy rain, the rainfall in Ira city in August. So 8th of August. So it's a record of heavy rain. Started heavy rain 1:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Just four, five hours only. But it's a big damage. So praise the Lord, because out of 38 nearby my community, altogether 38 houses, but only 3 houses is safe, no harm, no damage. But 35 houses is a big damage. But praise the Lord, my mission house in 3 houses. Because of your prayer. I'm so surprised. It's just my mission house. It's a big damage after that. Just beside of my house, got the big damage. The comes the water into the house, 1 meter. So the family stayed, cannot stay the first floor. So went up to the second floor, look at the first floor. So 35 houses, all big damage now. So I asked him, is it how much you take the time to recover? Yeah, maybe 6 months, half a year. So this is a big damage to them. No gas, no water. After 15 days, 2 weeks after, started the dengue, the electric. This is amazing, isn't it? It's a big, heavy rainfall in the Japan, Kyushu, Kagoshima, and Aira City, and Hiramatsu, my place. I pray to God, Lord, how come it's a big damage to my house, in my area? Because 2 months ago, just 2 months, 1 month ago, that's August, 1 month ago, few weeks ago, I held a nice coffee event in my house. They shared the gospel. I shared the God's love. How come after 2 weeks, for the heavy rain, record heavy rain, for my point, my house? I pray to God. Then God answered me, show God's love. Show agape love. It is a good time to show agape love to them. So how can I do? So my wife and I pray. Then my wife making the cookie. But my house still water, still electric, still very safe. My wife cooking the Korean food, making the Korean food and deliver it to the other the houses. Show them God's love. They receive happily. So one day, the next month, I have the full the schedule. The I will invite the neighbor, the people to come to my mission house to sharing my testimony. Why I saved my house? Why, even though it's a very difficult situation in front of my face, but still I have a happy. I'm a rejoice. Why? Because I believe Jesus Christ. I want to share my testimony to them from next month. So I will start this new church ministry 23rd November with Pastor YC and team members in Ira. That time, I will try to call and invite them, all of them, to the first service opening prayer. Yes, your prayer is very important for my mission. Even without your prayer, I cannot stand here. My mission house also
don't know yet, but I believe on that day also some people pray for me. I really thank God, because almost every day I receive the prayer sentence. I receive prayer sentence from Agape. Also, Pastor Lucien, also some of the sisters, the brothers text me. On that day, 8th of August, I believe that some people, I believe Agape also prayed for me and my ministry in Japan. Your prayer is very important. Don't stop your prayer. Just one sentence, because God is with you. God is listening carefully right now. What do you want? I want to hear your prayer. Just 2 minutes too long. Just 1 minute prayer for Japan. Pray for Revival Ira, start a new church, Agape Ira Christian Center. So I would like to share this powerful video. How powerful prayers in mission. Please watch together this video.
One of my favorite stories is of this missionary from Scotland to Africa. And after a long time in Africa, he returned to his sending church in Scotland to report on the work and the ministry and to call more laborers to go to Africa. He arrives at the church, it's winter, it's cold, it's raining, not many people come. And he's a little bit disappointed. And many of the people there were elderly. You know, great that they're there, but not suitable for the mission field. But he still felt that he should give the same message. And he gives the message, the needs in Africa, we need more laborers. He ends the talk. This is how he ends the talk. Who will go? Who will go? Who will go? He didn't know that the organist, they sang a few hymns with the organ. The organist had a little boy assistant who kind of, you have to do these air, they're called billows, put air in to help with the organ music. The little boy stood up and he shouted out, I will go, I will go, I will go. The name of that little boy, David Livingston. He is then advised, David, if God has called you to Africa, what we suggest is that you become a medical doctor and you can go to Africa as a medical missionary. He grows up, he goes to medical school, he becomes a medical doctor, he then goes to Africa as a medical missionary. He labors and labors and labors. There's one particular community, tribe, that they're trying to reach, and it's really difficult. And the chief sends him a message. And the chief said to him, we are going to come tonight. And we are going to murder you and everyone in your compound. Now, the reason we know every detail of this, and I've researched this, is because David Livingston kept diaries. And all of this is written in the diaries. So he's writing in his diary, Lord, we've labored so faithfully. Please, please, please protect us. Please help us. And there's a little bit of fear in what he wrote on that day, concerned that their ministry will be obliterated and everyone will die. But they didn't come and kill them. Anyway, a couple of years later, they eventually introduced the chief of the tribe to Jesus, and the entire community converts and follows Jesus. David Livingston said, no, the story gets better. David Livingston said to the chief, you sent me a message that you were going to come and kill me and kill everyone in the compound. He said, yes, yes, we came. Well, why did you not kill us? Well, because when we came to the compound, there were 39 giants surrounding the compound. We counted them. They were big warriors. And there were 39 of them surrounding the compound. A couple of years later, David Livingstone returns to his sending church in Scotland, and he tells that story. At the end of the meeting, the secretary of the church comes up to David Livingstone and says, Dr. Livingstone, do you remember the date that the chief were going to come and kill you? He says, of course I know the date. He gives him the date. The secretary of the church opens the church diary and he shows him that date. There were 39 people in the church in Scotland praying for them. Mm-hmm. 39 people praying in a church in Scotland, and there were 39 warriors surrounding the compound. Do not say that is a coincidence.
Hallelujah. Please don't stop your prayer for Japan. Today, God speaks to you and I through the Good Samaritan. What Jesus wants us to do. Number one, love. Number two, you take care and help. And number three, practice and pray. Can I invite the worship team to like a lead in worship? Yes. Finally, I can tell you, God's mission is cannot completely by one missionary. Let's join hands and do God's great work together in Japan. Japan's revival is coming. Japan's revival has came already in Aira. I need your prayer. I need your support. Can you do that? Thank you so much. Thank you so much.